Hanzuli Biri tells a group of mostly women dressed in knee-high rubber boots about the intricacies of making cheese.
Many have never been close to a real cow before coming here, and then they have to go work on an Alp. It's definitely a challenge for them.
The cheesemaking shed is one of a number of farm buildings belonging to the Inforama school in the village of Hondrich above Lake Thun. The school is a model farm with tidy lanes, trim barns, and well-manicured trees. It's a far cry from the remote, primitive alpine farms the students will soon be heading to. Biri teaches the class that hygiene is important when making cheese.
Not every hut has running water inside. It's not as easy to wash your hands as it is here.
Still, the students, an eclectic mix of teachers, cooks, artists and writers, are looking forward to life on the farm. Doris Bingeli is a florist from a town in western Switzerland. She's stirring milk in a large copper vat.
It's very nice. I like the mountains. I like the cows. I know it's not really just fun, like everybody say, oh, it's like Heidi, it's very nice to stay there. And I know it's also a hard job, like you see I'm doing.
Another student from Wuppertal in Germany is an experienced farmhand already, but she's never worked on a mountain farm.
In Germany, there aren't so mountains like here.
A television scriptwriter from Berlin, Tamara Staudt, hopes her experience will provide inspiration during the summer months.
Sometimes in the year I need a work to make my head clear. So I make it for six weeks every year.
In another building on the site, a second group of students is learning how to take apart, maintain, and reassemble milking machines. The school provides a badly needed service for Switzerland's agricultural industry. Because of steadily falling prices for agricultural products, wages for farmhands have dropped accordingly, all of which has led to fewer and fewer Swiss choosing a career in farming. Paul Indermühle of Inforama estimates that one in every two farmhands working for a summer in the Alps are idealists with no previous experience.
The number of alpine farms has remained stable, but there are less people in the agriculture, and the farms are getting bigger and bigger down in the valleys, and though there's more work to do, and though they need help, because it's a problem to be down in the valley to do the work there and being up there on the Alp too.
Working on an alpine farm means long hours in houses with few modern conveniences like running water, let alone central heating or television. Farmhands are paid on average about 3,000 francs a month, which places them amongst the lowest wage earners in Switzerland. Still, there's a waiting list to get into the course at Inforama. The school has to turn away about one in every five applicants. On the first day making cheese, Tamara Staudt tells me she'll be going to a farm above Lenk in the Bernese Oberland, where she'll be responsible for 10 cows and making the cheese from their milk. As she has her first taste of cheese curds, which have just been separated from the whey, I have the impression she's having second thoughts.
How does it taste?
Fine. Yes. It's very special.
Like rubber? What's the consistency like?
Like rubber, really, yes.
So not very good.
It tastes like rubber, too.